order tracking and expediting. Track and trace is needed for providing visibility and a chain of custody for product origins. Since this subject is addressed elsewhere, here the discussion of order tracking is focused on the need for various functional areas to track the status of open orders until their completion. To expedite is one, to rush or chase production or purchase orders that are needed in less than the normal lead time. Two, to take extraordinary action because of an increase in relative priority. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Expediting can be applied to any stage of the supply chain. We'll consider expediting of supply, source and make, and of transportation, deliver. Order tracking internal. Tracking the status of open orders is important to the following internal functional areas. Purchasing needs to be the primary party tracking the status of open orders and providing information on exceptions. Sales may need to notify customers of potential delays or other issues. Accounts payable and other finance functions such as treasury need to forecast future accounts payable obligations per period so they can ensure sufficient liquidity or invest excess funds. Accounting needs to ensure that financial records are accurate. The requesting functional area needs to be able to look up open orders by their order number and be kept informed of any issues or delays. Receiving needs to forecast its inbound workload and receiving space requirements per period. Traffic needs to use inbound inventory requirements to schedule carriers or internal delivery capacity and deliveries to avoid bottlenecks. Typically, enterprise resources planning, ERP systems, automatically provide these various status updates. An order remains open in all of these functional area systems until it has been received and properly accepted, and for financial records until payment has been authorized. One example of an exception that one of these parties can report is a receiving discrepancy report. Receiving will prepare a list of receiving exceptions that need to be investigated or resolved. This can be from incorrect quantities, unacceptable quality, or the wrong items being received. A discrepancy such as this could result in needing to expedite supply or transportation. Expediting could also be initiated by sales or an external party. Expediting of supply. Expediting of supply is something that should be very rare indeed in a well-managed system, because it often reduces profitability and causes other unintended side effects such as harming customer service for customers being bumped. However, expediting is sometimes necessary because not everything goes according to plan or a customer is important enough or willing to pay enough to make it necessary or worthwhile. What creates the need for expediting, real or apparent? In many cases, expediting is caused by inventory shortages, which are in turn caused by poor demand forecasting. The result is that salespersons start competing against one another to get their customers' needs satisfied at the expense of other salespersons' customers. Salespersons are often willing to spend a great deal of time expediting, by which we mean scheduling various suppliers or internal staff to get more done in less time or shift priorities. When this fails, salespersons may then escalate their expediting to senior salespersons or a vice president based on the importance of the customer. This scenario is an example of what happens when people focus on the short-term and ignore long-term improvements. It creates an atmosphere of one emergency after the next. If they were to spend as much time on improving forecasts as they did at expediting, it would likely produce better and longer-lasting results. Expediting is achieved with suppliers by asking them to prioritize the organization's needs above those of other customers. Depending on how important you are to them, your results may or may not be successful. They may charge the organization a premium for this priority, unless it is to correct an error on their part. Expediting is achieved with internal production by making requests to the master scheduler. Policy may dictate that this be a formal request with proper paperwork. The master scheduler will not allow for expediting of production in the frozen zone, the time period nearest to production when things have already been ordered and so on, so only production in the slushy or liquid zone should be a possible candidate for expediting. If expediting is necessary and the slushy zone production will not be ready soon enough, then another option might be to supply it from allocated inventory, for example safety stock, or convincing another customer to delay receipt of inventory already promised to them. Expediting of transportation. Expediting of transportation can take the form of the shipper telling the carrier that a particular shipment needs to move to its destination as fast as possible and without any delays. This type of request may involve paying an expediting fee if the goods need to arrive before stipulated in the shipping contract. It may also not be possible to expedite a delivery. Much of the process is already efficient. Another way to expedite transportation is to ship via a faster mode of transport if the shipment isn't already in transit. Just as a commuter may use a rideshare service when a bus will take too long, this may involve using an overnight delivery service if the units are small and light enough for these services to handle, or it could involve upgrading from ground to air transport, again depending on what is being shipped. If expediting is being done at the request of the customer, any extra costs, including administrative costs, would normally be passed on to the customer. If it is being done to fix an error or backlog, the organization will need to assume this expense. Organizations can measure the amount of expediting that is being done and its costs so they can determine the savings that can be gained if these costs can be avoided.